Well, let's move on to the returns, and I think we should start, first of all, by considering the requirement to submit returns online. If your client or your employer has 50 or more employees, you must file the pay-as-you-earn returns online, the P14s and the P35. Failure to do so will result in a penalty being charged. Many employers with fewer than 50 employees do actually file online, perhaps because they find it easier, but also because there are tax payment incentives which encourage smaller employers to file online. Employers with fewer than 50 employees do not have to file online until 2009-10. The tax-free incentive for 2007-08 is £100, and it will be credited after the returns have been filed and accepted, and HMRC will then issue a letter notifying of the online filed tax repayment, which can be credited then or reclaimed. HMRC says that pay-as-you-earn online for employers and agents is the quick and easy way to send us your returns and tell us when people start and stop working for you. Now, importantly, for any of you out there that wants to do it online or must do it online but hasn't yet registered, there is a procedure for registration. You can go onto the Revenue website and register, putting in the details, the employer's details. You need the employer's PAY reference, the employer's accounts office reference, and obviously the employer name. This information is more readily available on the P30B yellow payslip book, which every employer with a pay-as-you-earn scheme should have. That's the information to have. Now, very importantly, if you're going to register, you have to activate. So register, HMRC will then issue the notification and a PIN number, which has to be activated within 28 days. So don't leave this till the last minute, or there won't be time to do it. Well, the next question that arises really is, do you have to do a return at all? Last year, HMRC were quite concerned about the number of nil returns. HMRC says that it receives returns that are not needed every year, and that we must only submit an employer annual return if the employer had to keep a deductions working sheet. That's a P11, or it may be a computerized version of it. If the employer had to keep a deductions working sheet for at least one employee during the year, then filing is correct. HMRC guidance says that by law, you only need to complete a deductions working sheet where your employer has given you a P45 Part 3 with a date of leaving in the current tax year. In other words, 2007-08 for these returns. Or you pay someone at or above the lower earnings limit, which may mean they pay no tax, no national insurance, but if they're paid above the lower earnings limit, they'll get a credit for national insurance, therefore you need a P11. Another alternative is if you deduct tax on the earnings. So if an employee received less than the threshold, but perhaps couldn't sign a P46, tax will have been deducted, and if tax is deducted, you have to do a deductions working sheet. You have to do a return with a P14. The additional thing HMRC tells us is that if we send you a code number for an employer director and you operate it against their pay, in that case, you need a deductions working sheet. Now, many of you out there will also deal with contractors, and contractors should note that they shouldn't submit a P35 if there aren't any payments, but they should submit a P35 if you're a limited company and you need to report an amount in the CIS deduction suffered box, even if all the other accounting box entries are nil entries. Contractors also need to note the guidance headed Contractors and P35 Box 23. This points out that Box 23 is for the total of the figures entered on the CIS 300 monthly returns, the new returns for 2007-08. gives us a warning that you can't use this box to correct any monthly returns, and you have to phone the HMRC helpline. Famous number 0845 366 7899 if you do need to adjust a monthly return. If your employer or your client doesn't need to submit a return for 2007-08, you should contact the tax office and tell them that a return won't be sent. The guidelines makes no reference to submitting a nil paper return, but any employer registered for online filing or who filed online last year will not get a paper return this year. Filed online last year, no paper return. Just a notice through the email, through the system, through the online system, telling us that a return will be required.